Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
This week we start off again in Afghanistan, so we follow on to our theme. And many LGBT plus Afghans who are fleeing the Taliban now, and it's really very, very few countries are offering refuge at the moment. So as we know, it's never been easy being gay, being transgender in Afghanistan. Death threats and death under the Taliban and the fear of other violence. But it is, so we've seen the chaos at the moment of people trying to escape, women and anybody that, but LGBT people are being a little bit unseen again. And, Canada has pledged to resettle 20,000 Afghans, explicitly including LGBT people. And it seems that Canada seems to be the outlier in explicitly talking about LGBT plus people. The Irish media have reported that there were a few LGBT plus people amongst the 150 Afghan refugees they are bringing to the country. I don't think Australia has done very well at the moment with offering refuge to Afghans.
Yeah, they're still, of course, dealing with just their commitments to those that work directly for Australians. I mean, so there seems the Australians are far, far away from yet considering the wider Afghan refugee population.
And certainly no specific allocation of numbers for any LGBT people within Australia's quota either.
No, the UK are saying they're taking 5,000 people and they will prioritise women, girls and religious and other minorities, but no real... And we're already seeing stories of LGBTIQ people being targeted, which doesn't bode very well for the future.
There is an LGBTI organisation based out of Canada called Rainbow Railroad who works to take LGBTI refugees out of trouble spots, including Afghanistan. We are chasing an interview with them and we hope to bring that to you shortly. Alex, you've got some concerning news out of China.
Exactly. So this is a story from Shanghai University. It is reportedly compiling lists of LGBTI plus students. And this document was leaked out to via a US or New York-based site called SUP China. And this was then spread on Chinese social media and with quite a strong reaction from the sort of tertiary student cohort on social media. So a lot of them saying this is whatever the intention is, this is horrendous. Obviously, the directive coming from the university leadership is that they were particularly told to start looking, collecting information, LGBT plus student political views. So again, we see this sort of story from China. It's largely focused on anyone that may have views that are counter to the Communist Party's sort of mantra, but nonetheless quite concerning what this is going to mean. There's also some disturbing information about their wanting to collect information on people's psychological condition and any whatever vague meaning that has. So a bit concerning.
It is very concerning, especially in and view that, you know, LGBT or homosexuality has been decriminalized since 1997.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what is behind this? And we know that the Chinese government collects a lot of information, but
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's partly a sort of a they feel that LGBTI plus students potentially have more access to overseas media or influencers. Who knows what the Communist Party's position on this is, but it is a definite concern when any government authorities making lists or asking organisations to make lists of any community, because we know where that's gone in the past in other authoritarian states.
And, of course, universities were one of the hotbeds of incitement in Hong Kong recently. So we will try to keep an eye on what we can find out there in China. Across in the USA, we've talked a lot over the over recent years, particularly under the Trump administration, about trans people and bathrooms. We've probably spent, to be fair, far too much time speaking about it, as Americans have. Well, one young trans man by the name of Gavin Grimm, who was discriminated against by his school board, told that he could not use the male bathroom. In fact, they locked him out of using the male bathroom and gave him his own toilet for him to use. He was 15 at the time. He took it to the court. It went through, it became one of those test cases. And it went through all the court system right up to the Supreme Court. This last week, it has reached its very final resolution. So the court has upheld that he was discriminated against and ordered the school district to pay him $1.3 million as they have discriminated against him.
This happened in 2014. I mean, it has been going on for 6 years. This sounds absolutely crazy that, you know, this poor person has been discriminated for so long and had been through all the different courts to for basic rights.
But the good thing is, it is the current Supreme Court that has made this ruling, and that it is a conservative-dominated Supreme Court. So it shows that this whole discrimination against trans people being able to access the bathroom of their choice is definitely on fraught legal ground. And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.